Welcome to another episode of the Golden Mile Project.
Well, the Golden Mile, it's a great achievement for Ochtryer. It was badly wanting. Now, I repaired it about 40 years ago. It had gone into such a bad state. And Tommy took, the Lord Merson Tommy, he said, and gone, and he asked us, myself and the rudder, would we do it? And we did. And we put planks, made it walkable again. You couldn't go through it because it was too dangerous. So we put timber on it on both sides and on the walkway. But then later on, in years since, it had been redone again. And it's a great achievement for Ochtryer because it was a lovely walk, always and ever. And the people on that road are lovely people. They were great neighbours of ours, always and ever. And we used to have, I used to work with both of them, Paddy Cagan, Stephen, Steph Nocton, and all of those, Pat Fairty, Pat Higgins, all in that road, I knew them. And I worked on it, then afterwards with the council, repairing roads and doing things like that. But I really enjoyed it, always and ever, and it's a great achievement for Ochtryer. As far as I'm concerned, there's one thing that was badly wanting in it. And the Golden Mile is a credit to all that took part in it. Mary Kind, I think, was very much involved in it. And she was a great lady to push the thing, to get it done.
Have you ever done the Golden Mile?
No. I never done it on a walk time and time again. You know, I didn't walk it since it was officially opened as the Golden Mile. But I know the path very well, and it's a lovely achievement for everyone. Great for everyone to walk it.
What is your favourite thing about Ochtryer?
There's great amenities in it now for everybody. There's shops, there's everything which weren't in it when we were young. But it's a wonderful place now because you have the sports, you have walks everywhere, and they're very important for the youth to get out besides watch a television or anything, even with the phones.
What is your favourite thing in the Golden Mile?
The Golden Mile is the railway bridge. It's crossing right over it, and that closed in 1935.
Do you think the Golden Mile is important?
It is very important for young and old. It's a great achievement for Ochtryer, and the people that done it made it the Golden Mile. They've done a wonderful job on it.
Do you think places like the Golden Mile are important to Ochtryer?
Yes, they are. Very important. Very, very important. Because tourists can do the same as the locals. Everybody, like, it's wide open to everybody to walk it. And it gets you out of the house besides sitting down twiddling your fingers.
What is farming like in Ochtryer?
Farming? Fairly good. I do it myself. I'm at cattle all the time. I have cattle in and I look after them morning and evening, every day, and I love them. And I hope every young person will take it up sometime or another. It's a great thing for the parish, for everyone, and it's great for your health to get you out of the house. You know, when I retired, that was one thing I was looking forward to, is to look after the cattle. And as soon as they hear you coming, they know the sound, and they're wide awake as if this is. And the cows are calving now at the moment.
I'd like to look after animals.
You'd like to look after them? Well, good boy yourself, because it's a great hobby. There'd be cattle, sheep, horses, pigs, or goats, anything. They're all lovely. And the dogs are my most favourite altogether. I love a dog, and I always did. And if the dog is a good working dog, you'd stay forever out. You wouldn't think of dinner, you wouldn't think of nothing. They were very loyal to you then as well. They knew when you wanted them to do something. And they do. They're gathering sheep together for you. Whereas sheep are run away, you know yourself, when you're following them. But if you have a good dog, he'll go outside them and bring them right in one side of you. And you have never any problem with them. Cattle or sheep, either of them, the dog will do it for cattle and sheep. And horses. Now, even though horses are hard to pin in together, but the dog will do it if he gets used to them. Like, they might break once or twice on him, but after a while, he'll get the better of them.
I've got a cat.
A cat is a great animal too. He has his own job. If there's mice around the house or anything, there'll be no mice or rats even around in it. The cat will get rid of them.
Sadly, he keeps bringing me presents. Aww.
That's good.
Well, at least I know it means we're taking good care of him.
Yeah, well, that's good, man. Goodbye yourself.
He wants to give us food back.
Goodbye yourself.
What do you like to do in your spare time?
On my spare time, I love to go travelling. On a weekend, we go travelling and to go to care booth sales. And you'd pick up small little things. You might never use them, but you'd buy them. And it's great.
Why is the railroad your favourite attraction in the...
It was a lovely thing because my parents and grandparents before me, they used to use it as a clock when the train was passing, going back in the morning and going down. And if there were, it was all thatched houses at the time, and we were cutting the thatch that used to go onto houses. It was only about 50 yards away from where the train was passing. And that was that clock. There was no clock in houses, and only very few in the early days. But it was a great timekeeper for them anyhow. It was.
We're here with Tom Gagan by Luke and Killian. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much yourself. And I want to say thanks to the teachers and the principal. You're always, it was a lovely school. I worked here for a good few years. And I finished in 2017. And I'll never forget it. The young kids, the first and second class kids, the babies, the last thing they said to me, Tom, who's going to say good morning to us? Or how are you? That's a fact. And they were lovely. The kids were lovely. Long may you last that way, and I hope it stays that way. It is lovely talking to you, and I'm delighted.
This podcast was funded by the Irish Community Archive Network, an initiative of the National Museum of Ireland, delivered in partnership with the Heritage Council, Galway County Council Heritage Office.